So today, by the mercy of Shri Guru Vaishnava, we perform Dharma Matura Parikrama on the day of Ekadasi. So today we went to Kankali Mahadev, Puteshwar Mahadev, Kankali Devi, Puteshwar Mahadev, Mahadev, Janmastali. Then we completed our Matura Parikrama. So there, Kankali of Kankali Devi, we heard how Krishna appeared here in Mathura in a four-armed form. Then he asked to Vasudeva Maharaj, take me to Gokul. So there Vasudeva Maharaj took this Mathuraj Krishna to Gokul, where at the same time Yasoda Maya had given birth to Vajinanandan Krishna and to Yoga Maya. Vasudeva Maharaj, keeping his Krishna there, returned in the dead of night with the daughter of Yasoda Mata, Yoga Maya. When Kams in the dead of night heard the crying of the child, he came down. And Devaki Mata tried in many ways to save the daughter. Oh, we should protect her, we should protect her. She is a daughter, she cannot kill you. But Kams was very cruel, he could not hear. Devi, he took the baby and went to bash her on the stone. But Kankali Devi flew from his hands and said, foolish fellow, how can you kill me? That time she took a Ashtabhuj Roop, meaning she took a form with eight hands. Your killer, the person who will kill you, has taken birth somewhere else. Therefore there Krishna had offered some stuti, some prayers to Yogamaya. Oh, the foolish persons who are bewildered by your external energy will worship you in many ways and in your many forms, and you will fulfill the material desires of all of them. Then we came to Bhuteshwar Mahadev. Without the darshan of and the mercy of Mahadev, especially the four forms of Mahadev which guide Mathura Mandal, Bhuteshwar, we have had darshan today, Rangeshwar just here, Pibaleshwar Mahadev on the bank of the Yamuna, and Gokarneshwar. Without the darshan of those four forms of Mahadev, our Parikram cannot be successful. Therefore, Bhuteshwar. Bhut means Jivatma. He is the controller of all the Jivatmas in this world. Therefore, for those who are inclined towards the service of Krishna, Bhuteshwar Mahadev offers them the benediction of bhakti. For those who are against the service of Krishna, Bhuteshwar Mahadev cheats them by binding them with Maya. Today we went also to Mahavidyapith. That time there are two raised parts of Mathura. Here is Kamsatila, and also there, on the behind there is Mahavidyapith. There is also, at that time, the town of Mathura was mostly centered around there also. Here in Kamsatila is a very raised, even now it's a little bit raised, and Kamsa was sitting on there as he prepared the wrestling arena to finish Krishna and Balaram. Krishna jumped up there and threw Kamsa down and killed him. But another raised place is there where we went today, Mahavidyapith. Now, at that time the Saraswati River was flowing there, but now it has become covered. That place is called Ambikavan also. In the time of Krishna, on the day of Ekadasi, all the Brijvasis were performing their vrat there, their Ekadasi vrat. In the middle of the night, one huge python came and took Nandababa by the feet and tried to eat him. The Brijvasis tried in many ways to get the snake to release Nandababa by beating him with sticks and fire, but the snake would not release Nandababa until Krishna touched that snake on the head with his lotus feet. Then that snake assumed his original form as a Vidyadhara and went back to his abode. Today we visited all those pastime places. Tomorrow we go to see the two forms of Varahadev, Krishna Varaha and Swet Varaha. But the original form of Varaha is Krishna Varaha. Varahadev is a form of, in a blackish complexion. Tomorrow we'll hear how Hiranyaksha stole the earth and hid her on the bottom past Talatal. That time, Varahadev assumed a form and came to save the earth. He took the earth on his tusk and kept her very nicely on the surface of the ocean, Then a huge battle took place between Hiranyaksha and this Hari Krishna Varaha. Sometimes Hiranyaksha steals the earth and sometimes he steals the Vedas. But in both times, Varahadev comes to save. We also visited Dirga Vishnu. Dirga Vishnu means a very large form. When Krishna was coming here to Mathura, the cowboys were thinking, they had some doubt. Oh, Krishna, Kamsa is very huge. How you can kill Krishna? Therefore, in order to dispel the doubts of the cowboys, Krishna took a very large, four-armed form, big and fat. That time the cowboys laughed. Yes, now we have confidence. You can kill Krishna. But this Kamsa. But despite seeing the huge form of Krishna and the form of Vishnu, the cowboys never became afraid of Krishna in the mood of awe and reverence like Arjuna did.
Thank you.